So hello and welcome. This is Dr. Rita Marie, and I want to make sure I have your permission to record this call for educational purposes. Is that okay with you?
It is okay with me.
Great. Wonderful. All right. Well, I'm glad that we are able to chat, and I know you've been through a freaking lot in your few years of life here so far, and it's a lot. It's a lot, and it sounds like you've been doing an awful lot to try to get this in balance. So I want to see what we can do to uncover where some other underlying causes may be and see if we can come up with a plan for you moving forward. Does that sound okay?
That sounds perfect.
Great. And I also I want to make sure that it's okay to – I've looked through your stuff, and I have quite a number of questions. So I want to make sure that I'm really clear on the whole path that you followed and how I can help you to get yourself back on track. So I will have a few questions.
Sure.
Okay?
Do you recommend I should get a pen?
I would get a pen. Ray, maybe not right at the beginning, but towards the end. But the thing, yeah, get a pen. Because as
I'm
I spew things out, as I ask you questions, I may be spewing things out that you might want to record.
Okay. I'm grabbing a pen. All right. Okay,
on. Okay. So it sounds like, I mean, the main, you've got the MS, and the
right.
The eye stuff, is the eye stuff pretty much resolved? Has it gone into remission, or is it does that come and go?
It's gone completely. When I had some, I guess it was like cross-contamination with gluten when I was eating where I worked, it started to come back, but it's been gone ever since I stopped eating where I work.
Okay.
Because they make sandwiches, and I think I was just getting cross-contamination.
Okay. Okay.
And
So as long as you stay off of it, it doesn't come back. So
right.
Before you got the eye, before you had the incident with the eye, and that was like 2 years ago, right? Or was that 3 years ago?
Almost 3 years.
3 years. Okay. And was it, did it come on after a time when you'd just like, you know, gone on a pizza binge or anything at all like that something different had gone on in your life?
Yeah, I mean, I was dating an Italian, so I was eating a lot of pasta. And
okay.
I just moved to New York City, and it was, like, really polluted, and I was really, really stressed out.
Okay,
and
so that combination, yeah. Okay. All right, so that's what I wanted to clear up. And I read through the reports and the doctor reports and all that. And the constipation, that's been with you for as long as you can remember, huh?
Right, but it's definitely gotten worse as I got older, especially in the last 6 months.
So in the last 6 months, it's gotten worse, even in spite of the fact that you've cleaned up your diet considerably?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you've had some parasite testing, and you had an H. pylori test that was positive. Did you go on a regime to correct those?
I did. I went on the 3 antibiotics strain, and I think it came back about 6 months ago, but I just ate a lot of Manuka honey, and the pain went away, so I don't know. I haven't had any pain since.
So the same pain that originally was there, was it a burning pain? Was it a doubling over pain? What kind of pain was it?
It was like in my upper stomach, and it was kind of like a burning, or something like gnawing at my stomach.
Okay. Did you ever get the test redone to see if the H. pylori had actually gone away?
Yeah, it went away when they did it again, but I haven't had it done in the past maybe year and a half.
Okay. And they did was it the triple therapy they did with the antibiotics and the antacid and the what's the third thing?
It was like three antibiotics.
Okay.
I don't remember what three they were, but it's three something of antibiotics.
Right. It's a typical course. And then did they how long did you do that for?
I don't remember. I just did it. I think it's probably a few weeks. Or 10 days.
And that was back in 2000. Was that 11 or 12?
I think it was 12.
2012. Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm just going to kind of go sequentially through because there were a whole bunch of stuff I marked that I want to make sure. Okay. So the gallbladder was removed when you were 19.
Right.
And the constipation got worse at that time?
Well, no, actually, I was constipated a lot through that whole era of my life. But then when I had my gallbladder out, then I couldn't stop going. But it wasn't like, oh, I had diarrhea. It was like I could not move from the bathroom for at least an hour, and it was very painful. And I'd have bouts of fainting. And twice I woke up in the emergency room because I fainted, and someone found me, and they called 911.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, twice. That's
holy
fun.
So how did that resolve itself? I mean, was that immediately after the surgery, or was that leading up to the surgery?
That was going on for, like, 2 years. And when I fainted, that was at least, like, 3 or 4 years later, and I was still having problems.
After the surgery.
Right. I was still having, like, really bad diarrhea. And then it kind of slowly turned into constipation.
When you had your gallbladder removed, was that when you started taking the bile salts, or was that afterwards? I mean, like, more recently.
Well, the bile salts, that is in, like, the past, after a conference, because that lady who does MTHFR told me to start taking them. But I've kind of stopped taking everything in this past week because I don't feel like anything was helping, so I just kind of stopped.
Okay. All right. So how did you live for 4 years with doubled over constipation like that?
I just dealt with it because I didn't really have a
But how did you leave the house? I mean, did you take any, like, medications or anything to firm it up? Or?
Diarrhea or constipation?
The diarrhea. Constipation's easy. I mean, it's not easy because it's uncomfortable, but it's easy to manage getting outside. But if you have diarrhea, how do you leave the bathroom?
Only had diarrhea first thing in the morning.
Okay.
And right, usually when I woke up. So I would just make sure I didn't do anything in the morning and just lived with pain.
Okay. So an hour's worth of pain, trying moving your bowels constantly for an hour, and then you were able to deal with the rest of the day.
Yeah, for the rest of the day, it's pretty good.
Okay. Pretty good meaning you didn't have any other bowel movements, or pretty good meaning it was manageable and it wasn't so bad?
Yeah, I didn't go after that. I was like, first thing in the morning, and that's it.
Okay. Do you remember, I know it's been a long time, but do you remember if it was, like, really smelly and foul and weird colored, or do you remember anything at all?
I don't remember now, but I mean, I still have, now that I'm not, like, if I do go to the bathroom now, it's still diarrhea, but I remember being different back then. I think it was a lot of bile in my diarrhea. I really don't remember.
Okay. I know it's 6-7 years ago, so it's 8 years ago. It's a long time. And then it just suddenly, did it gradually get better? Or did it just suddenly one day you were able to?
I think it was more like intermittent. Like, I don't really think I ever got better, to be honest. I don't remember the last time I had an actual normal bowel movement at all.
Okay. But I guess what I mean is, did it just gradually turn to diarrhea?
2 years, 3 years.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand what the mechanism might be.
I don't know.
Why did they put you on at HIV retrovirals for HIV if you didn't have it?
Because when I was 22, I got attacked by someone with it. Like, they cut themselves and they cut me when I was doing community service for, like, mentally ill, homeless,
right.
And he was trying to, like, infect me, I'm pretty sure that was intention, and I went to the hospital, and they gave me this, like, concoction of antiretrovirals, and I took them for a month, and that messed me up.
And that messed you up in some way? In what way?
Yeah, I was so sick. I was vomiting and shitting, and it gave me the, like, pockets of blood all over my face. I mean, it wasn't acne. It was, like, literally disfigurement. And it would bleed and bleed and bleed and bleed and bleed. And then after, like, living with 6 months of these, like, blood pockets, I went on Accutane, and it went away.
How long did you have to stay on that?
3 months.
Okay. You stopped eating gluten. Did you notice any change when you first stopped eating it, the gluten?
Well, like my body would ache a lot, like joints, out of joint pain, and that stopped. But and constipation would be like way worse. But since I've stopped, like I'm able to go to the bathroom. Like if I ate gluten, I would never, ever be able to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I don't, I still have to supplement with, like, espresso in the morning.
Mm-hmm. It's probably better than other types of laxatives, I would think, in terms of the effect on your liver and the effect overall on your body, especially if
right.
you're organic.
Right, I still take about 9 a day.
Still take 9 a day. What kind of laxatives are you taking?
It's called Super 2. And
Super 2?
Super 2. Like,
T-O-O?
Like Roman numeral 2.
Super 2, okay.
And you want me to read you what's in it?
Yes, please.
Cascara sagrada, fennel powder, ginger powder, licorice, aloe vera, anise, butternut powder, Chinese rhubarb, red raspberry, slippery elm, uva, ursi powder, and cayenne powder.
Okay. The one right after the rhubarb was what? I can't write as fast as you speak.
Oh, what am I writing it? Okay. Red raspberry.
Okay.
Slippery elm, uva, ursi, and cayenne.
Okay.
And this says don't take more than 6, and don't use for longer than a month. But I just found this brand, and I haven't used it for longer than a month. And it does help me go to the bathroom.
And it does help you. And you take it. It looks like you're taking, like, 8 or 10 a day. I mean, 9 a day. Looks like you said 9 a day.
Yeah. When I first got it, because this is what Jeff Primack recommended to me. Guy who travels around the world.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't do anything. So I had to, like, really just take a bunch. And I can actually go to the bathroom, but it's not like normal bathroom. It's like still diarrhea, but at least I'm going.
Mhm. Mhm. And you've played with the doses to figure out what your right dose is. Like if you took 7 of them instead of 9, is it that you're not going until you take 9?
Pretty much.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And you've had other formulas that have worked with variable success. It sounds like some of them worked, some of them didn't.
Well, like, for example, like milk of magnesia or, like, the regular over-the-counter laxatives, those are extremely painful. And
okay.
I would literally have to, like, take them once a day. I mean, once a week because you can't live with that pain. And they kind of
cramping kind of pain where it just causes everything to cramp up?
It's, like, everything is just cramping and I get, like, the sweats and I get a fever. Like, it's bad. Like,
okay.
But sometimes you're like, this is, what am I going to do? And I tried to get a colonic, but they wouldn't see me.
They wouldn't see you? Why?
I guess they said that they didn't feel comfortable because of my conditions, that they were so serious. So I didn't go to the emergency room once.
Wow. And they gave you an enema there?
They gave me, like, laxatives.
Laxatives,
intravenous laxatives, I think that's what it was.
Wow. Okay, so have you tried things like bowel tolerance vitamin C?
Nope.
And bowel tolerance magnesium? Not the magnesium, milk of magnesia, but regular magnesium citrate or something?
No.
Okay, good. All right. So those are things I think, I'll talk to you about it when I get through this, but I think that could be something that's worth a try, especially given the MS and some of the other symptoms. It could be helpful for that. Okay. You don't drink alcohol. That's good. You said that sometimes you eat sugars.
Right.
Sometimes I eat
too
much sugar. What? Tell me about that.
Sugar, I mean, as in, like, I work at Wheat Spill. So, like, they have, like, natural candy bars, and sometimes I'll eat, like, one of those, like, organic chocolates or something. Or honey. I mean, I've been really craving it, like, dates and honey and, like, nut butters and candies.
So not commercial sweets, but definitely more of the whole foods, naturally.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And if I eat the commercial whole foods, I don't feel good afterwards at all.
And how do you feel after you eat the Wheatsville kind of candy bars and dates? And
well,
like that?
I don't feel as bad, but I definitely feel spacey, like kind of like everything's like a dream, like a foggy dream. I don't feel, you know, like my mind's not working very well.
And how does that affect your constipation?
I haven't noticed that it makes it worse or go away, but when I have enough willpower to just drink greens and, like, only eat blueberries and strawberries, and, like, I have a very smoothie, no solids diet, I can go to the bathroom, but it's still diarrhea. Like, I haven't had a solid bowel movement, but
But you can go without the 9 laxatives a day if you do that?
Like, if I only drink liquid smoothies for a week straight and still had coffee, I could get my bowels going.
Okay. So without the laxatives, but with just the coffee.
The smoothies.
Okay. And my guess would be if you didn't do the coffee and you did the laxatives, that it would work? I mean, like, you need something.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think it would.
Okay. But in general, when you're eating solid food, you need both.
Pretty much.
The coffee and
yeah,
the laxatives.
Yeah.
If you've tried doing one or the other, if you tried just doing the laxatives without the coffee on a regular basis?
Well, then it doesn't work. If I eat solid foods and just drink coffee,
okay,
it won't work.
So you need the double combination to get that going?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And why do you consider I don't wear my glasses as a bad habit?
Because I can't see very well. Like, I guess my mom said it's a bad habit. Like, when I went to the eye doctor, they said, how did you get here? Like, they were wondering how I drove there.
Well, it's actually better for you to not wear your glasses, so I'll just give you a little pat on the back for that. It's better for your eyes because they don't get worse and worse, so there you go.
Yeah, I don't like wearing my glasses.
I understand. I don't either. I only wear them for driving at night. The zero sex drive, has that been like that your whole life, or did you have one at one point?
The what?
The sex drive, lack of sex drive, has that just been forever, or did you have a sex drive when you were in your teens and it went away?
I think I did when I was in my teens, for sure. But it's definitely diminished. Things have gotten progressively worse within the past 6 months. Pretty much zero sex drive. But I do remember having it, like, a few years ago.
So what happened just before the 6 months ago? Was there anything in your life that shifted? Was that right when you moved? Was that when you're coming back to Texas? No, because you did the green cleanse with me, probably.
Yeah, I did that because I was, like, in so much pain.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was because I started working at Wheatsville, to be honest, and, you know, having access to food but it was still bad. also, I was in, like, an abusive relationship, which would definitely bring that down. But now that he's gone in my life, I still don't have a sex drive. I think it's because I'm still bloated all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I should send you pictures because it's extremely distended, like at least 10 inches out of my stomach.
That's even after a bowel movement, after you've had it let go of.
I could have a bowel movement and then eat something and my stomach will blow it up. Like I've been drinking smoothies and like eating really good, and then I had like sweet potatoes and it just went crazy. And it, you know, gassy and painful and you don't feel good and you definitely don't want to have sex. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. And when you say got worse over the last 6 months, are you talking just the sex drive, or are you talking overall the constipation, bloating, gas?
Constipation, the bloating.
Okay, so everything's pretty much gotten worse then.
I don't have that much gas. It's just constipation and bloating.
Okay. And you don't feel gas. Pat, there's a difference between distension and gas that's kind of gurgly in there versus gas that you're passing. And are you saying you don't have either?
I'm passing gas. No, I don't. Not a crazy amount. It's more just like bloating, and it just feels uncomfortable. And my stomach would be like rock hard, like very rounded and bloated.
And you said that, it looks like you've taken antibiotics a lot of times.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you were doing 150 billion organisms in probiotic. How long did you do that for?
I did it a lot. I mean, I've been on a regimen, like, doing it every morning. Like, I'll take one, like, on an empty stomach. I think it's 80 billion, and then I'll, like, drink it with, like, the coconut kefir that has, like, I think 50 more billion in it.
Right. Okay. So you've done a lot to replenish your gut flora.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Although I haven't noticed any difference.
Okay. And you've done a lot of traveling outside the country. Was that when you were a child too, or just since you've been an adult?
As an adult.
Adult, okay. Do you find that your symptoms are ever worse or better after?
Yes, I do.
Travel.
Oh, sorry.
They're what?
When I first moved to Texas, my friend told me about ketosis.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, I want to do that. Sounds fun. And I was doing pretty well on that, but it kind of grossed me out because I had to eat a lot of meat. But I felt really good, and like no grains, just no, pretty much no carbs, and I never felt better.
So what made you go off of that?
It was so much meat, and there was a lot of cheese, and I stopped at the cheese, and I was just like eating meat and. I don't know. I think it was just a lot of meat, and I just was like, this is really gross. I have to do something else.
Okay. So are you open to doing something that would be along those lines of ketogenic but without so much meat?
Definitely, and that's kind of what I'm trying to do, but I just haven't mastered it, and I'm still constipated.
Okay, but you're still eating grains. You're still eating some grains.
Yeah, I still am because I'm not sure how to remain full.
Okay. So the reason you do the grains is to remain full.
Right.
Have you tried anything like eating more avocados, nut milks, coconut, things like that?
Definitely. Well, I do eat a lot. I eat a lot of avocados and coconut. I do. Maybe it's more like a craving.
It might be. So you crave sugar and you crave red meat.
Yeah.
Because you're not eating much of it now anymore.
No, I can't remember the last time I had it.
Okay.
But I do want to eat it a lot.
You want it, but you don't do it. Because
yeah.
Because your body needs something in there.
That's the thing. It, like, grosses me out as I'm eating it.
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
When you were doing it, were you doing organic?
Yeah, I was. When I first moved here and I was doing the ketosis, yeah, definitely. It would go to whole. Well, who knows if that's really organic, but I was doing it. It was like getting it from the hot bar there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just moved here. I didn't have a kitchen, so I was eating mostly from Whole Foods.
Okay. All right. So you were mostly eating organic meat. And then when you did that, was your constipation any better?
You know, I think it was, but I don't think I ever had a solid bowel movement during that time.
Okay. So we're talking two different things here, right? We're talking constipation and then
right.
Inducing a bowel movement, and it's never solid, versus having moving your bowels on your own.
Right. I think it was better.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay. So form to your stool you've never really had in your whole life, is that it sounds like to me?
I remember I used to, but I don't anymore.
How long ago was that?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay, so a long time ago.
Right.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more. I'm gonna get down and gross and dirty here for a little bit. I'm gonna ask you about your poop. So
okay.
You said it falls apart. What color is it?
It's like light. It's mostly like, unless I'm eating a blueberries, it's like a light, light brown, and it looks kind of like cottage cheesy. It looks like there's like a lot of fat in it, and it doesn't stick together. It's like kind of floats, and it's very like light looking.
Mm-hmm. That's a sign of fat malabsorption. And you don't have a gallbladder, so okay.
I'm not absorbing anything because my hair stopped growing, my nails don't grow.
Okay. Have you ever done an HCL challenge? Do you know what
that is? No.
Hydrochloric acid. Okay, we'll talk about that too because I've got a couple of ideas for you. So no alcohol, that's good. The caffeine you're doing for a laxative. When you eat out, are you mostly eating at Wheatsville or are there other places that you eat out at?
I went to 888. It's like a Thai food, and they have a curry. It's like a gluten. It's a curry with vegetables. I haven't really found any place that I feel comfortable eating at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in terms of nuts and seeds, you said you eat them daily. What kinds and approximately how much?
Like almond butter, maybe like 2 tablespoons. Hemp seed protein that I'll put in my smoothies. Or I'll put like 5 Brazil nuts in my smoothies.
Okay.
I try not to eat peanut butter, but I had peanut butter today.
How often do you have that?
I've been, like, really adamant, like, no, this is horrible, don't eat it. But I got a free container of it from work. But usually never. This is, like, really rare that I have it in my house.
Do you notice anything different with it?
No. No.
So you said you don't smoke, but you've had a few. You've had smoke. You've smoked socially in the past. When was the last time you smoked?
6 months ago, maybe I had one, and then I felt horrible and never did it. It was just horrible.
Okay. What about
like?
Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Like as I've gotten older. One puff of a cigarette will make me start sweating and I will vomit, or even like one drink, I will feel very horrible and wake up with like a hangover, even if it's just one.
Okay, so you're super sensitive to it. Okay, what was I going to ask you? What about other kinds of things to smoke? Do you recreationally use any other substances?
No.
Okay. Not doing outdoors much, not moving much, not getting much sun. So those are big deals, especially with your vitamin D. I noticed your vitamin D was really, really low on your lab, and you look like you were taking like 1,000 milligrams a day or 1,000 IUs a day. Did you ever get it retested?
I think it was, yeah, I did. I think it got better. But also that was when I was living in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And New England is really little to no sun.
Right.
So, but I make it a point to be in the sun at least 20 minutes a day now that I moved to Texas.
Okay. I'm just jotting down a few things I want to recommend for you to get tested. Okay. All right. Okay, so the test that you talked about on your form was the test that you sent me, the in-depth medical test by a functional medicine doctor a year ago. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, there are a few things on there that I wanted to ask you about. All right. This was back in 12, and this was this when you got here? This was this the paleo diet with in the GAPS diet that he put on this form? Was that, or then, no, that was back in Rhode Island. Did she?
Might have been a naturopathic doctor.
Naturopath.
It also says in his test that I was allergic to casein. I think that's also why I stopped eating the paleo, because there's, like, isn't there casein in meat?
No, there's no casein in meat, but there's casein in cheese. And if you do true paleo, they don't do any dairy products at all, but it's the modified version of paleo has dairy products in it. So the
people cheese makes me feel horrible.
What's that?
Cheese makes me feel horrible.
Yeah, you need to be off of that. That was a high allergen for you. I mean, that's like 100% off, done.
Yeah.
Okay. So you saw, how many times did you see this naturopath?
I think twice, and then I got frustrated and didn't see her again.
Okay. So you weren't getting results, or you didn't like her approach, or what? Why did you get frustrated?
I didn't like her, I think. I had a really simple question, and she wouldn't respond, and I just got really frustrated with her, so I decided not to see her. And then I moved. I moved, like, really soon after to Texas.
Okay. And you haven't seen anybody since?
No, I haven't seen anybody since. And she was really into, like, homeopathic stuff. Like, you take that little ball and you put it underneath your tongue, and then you get magical results a year later. But it...
Okay. Okay.